Winter is an excellent season to evaluate the need for wind protection. Natural Resources Conservation Service State Forester Laura Bosworth explains.
Because you get an idea of where your snow's piling and where it's blowing, and so you get to understand where the wind's going based on your snow drifts and where your problem areas are, and even areas to avoid putting them.
Strategically planted tree belts can block the wind around feedlots and farmsteads, homes, and erodible fields. Trees may provide noise and visual screening while improving air quality, sequestering carbon, providing habitat for wildlife, and keeping snow off roads. The NRCS can assist in proper planning for windbreaks, determining size and location for trees based on landowner goals. Conservation specialists can also provide guidance on tree species selection.
The thing to work on there is to make sure you have the right soil for the trees that are chosen and for where you are in the state. A tree that can grow up in Harding County is a lot different than one that can grow near Brookings.
Several NRCS programs offer potential cost share for funding for tree belt establishment, as well as windbreak renovation.
We're seeing a lot of the windbreaks that were planted after the dust bowls are starting to die out as the trees have aged out. And so the NRCS is really also focusing right now on helping people renovate their windbreaks.
While the NRCS can be a partner in a tree belt project, Bosworth states landowners must do their part in site preparation and maintenance, including potential watering and weed control. Learn more on tree belt planning and establishment at any USDA service center. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, helping people help the land.